with SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Many residents in Southern California still trying to take in their devastating losses after fires ripped through residential areas like Pacific Palisades and Altadena, killing some 27 people. Correspondent Mary Catherine Wildman explains why the current wildfires in California have been such a big wake-up call.
But they're unusual in one key way. They are burning an unusual amount of urban area. We on the Associated Press data team took a look at how much city area every fire has burned over the last several decades. And we're finding that rarely, if ever, have fires touched so much city area. The Woolsey Fire in 2018, which also struck Los Angeles, is the only other fire in the record that even compares to the amount of urban space that the Palisades and Eaton fires have burned. Experts are warning that as wildfires become more common and more people move into that space between the urban area and the wildland, that this kind of wildfire could happen more often and we should prepare for this new reality.
The cause of the fires is still under investigation. Also at SRNnews.com, Israel's cabinet has approved a deal for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of dozens of hostages that will pause the 15-month war with Hamas for 6 weeks. The decision early Saturday brings Israel and Hamas a step closer to their deadliest and most destructive fighting ever. On the Salem Media Group program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, a member of Israel's parliament is raising concerns about the deal.
After the massacre, the horrible massacre of October 7th, Israel set two goals for the war. One was to bring back all the hostages. The other was to eradicate this evil terror organization called Hamas. The current deal doesn't do any of these things. First of all, we're only bringing back home 33 hostages. So that's a big problem. Number two, we're effectively keeping Hamas in power.
The entire interview, along with Speaker Johnson's perspective on the proposed ceasefire, will be heard this weekend. There's a new report on the issue of loneliness in this country, something that plagues millions of people. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that nearly one in five Americans feels lonely and isolated all or most of the time. Younger people are a lot more likely to feel this way. About 25% of young adults do. What helps? Marriage. Only 8% of married people say they usually feel lonely. Married folks are also a lot more optimistic about their lives, 67%, compared to just 58% of the general public. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Montana House has endorsed a ban on men using women's restrooms in public buildings. The measure now heads to the GOP-controlled state Senate. A dozen other states have variations of bathroom bans on the books, many directed at schools. Even more states, including Montana, have passed laws to keep boys from playing on girls' sports teams and bar sex change operations on children. This is SRN News. President Biden is wielding his pardon pen yet again.
On his final Friday in office, President Biden is commuting the sentences of nearly 2,500 people convicted of nonviolent drug charges. In a White House statement, Biden says he's seeking to undo disproportionately long sentences compared to what they would have received under current law. The action gives Biden the presidential record for the most individual pardons and commutations, including his son Hunter.
Correspondent Jennifer King. Stock indexes rallied to close out their best week in 2 months. The S&P 500 rose 1%. Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 0.8%, and the NASDAQ Composite gained 1.5%. SLB helped lead the market after the provider of oil field services said it would deliver more cash to its shareholders through dividends and a stock buyback. Big tech also lifted the market amidst hopes the Federal Reserve may cut interest rates later this year. Treasury yields held relatively steady. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.